Two Girls and a Cup.
I didn't watch it. I
you didn't? You're good. You should be. You should get a fucking medal for not watching that.
Now I've already seen shit like that, and it's fucking warped me enough as it is.
Really?
Yeah,
is
pretty
the
much.
Kind of stuff that, like when you close your eyes at night and you're trying to think about nostalgic. I'm happy. I'm a little kid. I want to remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. You voluntarily gave up your innocence. Literally. Because you know.
I didn't voluntarily give up my innocence. There's plenty of shit outside of my control that I can't avoid seeing.
The internet video was just forced upon you?
No, it was just, it was morbid curiosity.
Yep.
Mm. Morbid curiosity. And you know, the problem with that was a lot of it came from reading.
Yep. From what?
Reading.
Oh, reading?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Reading leads to the biggest...
No,
biggest
it's
curves.
Just, you know, say authors like Michael Crichton or...
Dean Koontz.
They always have some weird shit thrown in there somewhere.
Got to entice. I've got to get to you first. Before they do. It's just a question of time.
Like the rest, I've got to get to you first. It's just a question of time.
Speaking of enticing, welcome to the Futile Podcast. You guys want to send us an email, suggest a movie maybe that we run our fine tooth comb over? You can send us an email at futilepodcast.
Hatemail.
At gmail.com.
In fact, we'll put it on our fucking refrigerator.
Mark wants some hate mail for his fridge, so. Maybe we want to try that. Do a little Smokey and the Bandit tonight, Mark. We all five and dime.
Well, he's pounding down.
Smokey and the Bandit, one of the last great super banjo chase music movies.
I don't know, because the movies with Clint Eastwood and Jeffrey Lewis, I don't think had come out yet.
Were those the Any Which Way movies?
Yep.
Never saw those. Those good?
If you can't stand Sandra Locke, then... You know,
I don't know Sandra Locke.
She was the blonde chick that Clint Eastwood was married to for a while, and they had the nasty divorce.
Oh,
she was the very pale.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe.
She was in Gauntlet? Okay. And she was in The Outlaw Josie Wales and Sudden Impact. And,
okay.
And these movies too.
Uh
huh. I'm getting way off the subject, but. I think they're a lot of fun. There's something about that time period where... I think it just kind of took the place of westerns.
Yeah, you're right. It's weird. It's like there's a lot of those like southern like good old boy style movies that were just coming out. I mean, they were being made by major studios like in Hollywood. But they were, you know... You're right. There's something weird about it. Like Thunderbolt and Lightfoot was another Clint Eastwood that was sort of a good old boy. Outlaws, you know, it's very sort of a Western theme. Out on the open road, just kind of running away from Johnny Law. They're bandits. They're doing whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. It's an interesting sort of play on that. Even Peckinpah got into it with, like, Convoy. The movie with House of Rising Sun. Whistler was in it.
Well, and you can't forget...
Rubber Duck.
You can't forget the almighty Chuck Norris and Breaker Breaker.
Breaker Breaker with Chuck Norris.
You know, I saw that for like, it was like $3 and I couldn't bring myself to buy it. But I might. One of these days I might get drunk and I'll be on eBay and I'm going to buy Breaker Breaker.
And then you go watch a video and kill a little more of your childhood, huh? You're like, I can't eat that out of a bowl anymore.
You see, there's no need for that.
No, there's never
there was.
There
was no need at all.
There never is.
Just leave my fucking childhood alone.
I know. Black Dog is more of a contemporary to that.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf a day.
It was just so great with Meatloaf and the big truck. And
Randy Travis.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And the Sways.
Randy Travis. Did he play the bad guy?
I think Meatloaf was the bad guy.
Well, I think Meatloaf sent some guys after Patrick Swayze to stop him.
Yeah, Meatloaf was chasing down Black Dog, and Randy Travis was, I think, he's like, I'm going to help you out, Black Dog, and he's like, okay.
Black Dog wasn't his name, though, was it? Well, wasn't Black Dog something, it was like this, that whole story is just a little bit much. Again, just kind of playing on...
He wasn't just running
just grander themes for I mean, it's like you're driving a fucking truck. Jesus Christ. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nope. We got Over the Top.
Yeah, that's truck right. Driving. Shit. Well, you know, it was really a huge industry at the time. Things.
Yeah.
Remember
The Highwaymen? That show? It was on TV. The Highwayman? Highwaymen? I don't remember. Where they had the truck, they had the big rig, and the cab of the big rig could detach from these clamps, and it was a helicopter.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Was that like right up there with Highway to Heaven?
It was like on like it was on after Hunter, I think, on like Thursday nights.
Hunter.
Remember Hunter, right?
No.
With Fred Dreyer.
Fred Dreyer.
Did you? Okay. In the 80s, there was this thing called TV shows that were like more action-packed and exciting than any of the crap they have now. Instead of it being about cheesy romances and stuff, it was about like, you know, guys that had to like go from town to town and solve problems, like Knight Rider, or...
I was busy digging tunnels and building bridges, dude.
You were doing stuff?
You were watching Hunter and fucking trucks with helicopters and shit.
Trucks with helicopters. And,
You know, I was being Charlie Bronson over here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You were solving problems and doing things that mattered.
That's, you're damn right.
Okay. Okay, that's true. That's cool. That's cool. You've had a more eventful life than me, I suppose.
Well, up until I was like 7 or so.
Yeah.
It all kind of went downhill from there.
Yeah, it usually does once the internet videos get into it.
After, you know, remember, you know, when the concoction of all sodas, like draft sodas,
mm-hmm.
fountain sodas, I should say, when that's no longer entertaining to, like, put them all in one cup.
Then you're an adult.
Then you're an adult.
Exactly. When you're like orange drink and a kamikaze.
Kamikaze, yeah. Shit.
Orange drink and root beer and Dr. Pepper
and
Diet Coke and regular Diablo Coke. Sandwich. And then Diablo sandwich.
Hey, if anybody knows what the fuck a Diablo sandwich
please
is.
Please send an email to tell us. Because old Buford T. Justice, played by the indelible Jackie Gleason, is the main antagonist, I guess, in sort of a role reversal. He's the authority that's chasing after Bandit, who's played by Burt Reynolds. Him and his buddy
Jerry Reed,
the snowman. Are trying to run 400 cases of Coors Beer east of the Mississippi.
Yep, bootlegging.
Which is bootlegging.
Dumb cowboy.
And they're going to bring it to Little Enos.
And Big Enos.
So that way they can...
Whose word is gold.
That way they can party out in style.
Well, they already got the fucking Cadillac convertible with the horns. I mean...
Exactly. They got,
that's a party on wheels.
He's got a baker's dozen of those at the beginning. And then he gets down to an even dozen at the end because he gives one to Bandit to go get the clam chowder.
From Boston?
Yeah, from Boston.
In 18 hours.
I know.
Yep.
That'd be crazy. It'd probably take 18 hours just to get from New York to Boston.
I was trying to figure that one out. I have no idea. I mean, on the West Coast, I kind of have a concept of how long it would take to get places and the time. I mean, that's why I always drove like mm-hmm. until like 5, 6 in the morning. Because you make up so much better. Time's just so much better.
No, I mean, basically the East Coast is one big shit sandwich when it comes
to...
Yeah,
I was just wondering
North Carolina on till Maine, it's just, you know...
Well, the Bandit does make his own roads. It is.
Yeah, Bandit makes his own rules and finds his own roads and jumps bridges if he needs to.
He did jump frog
at that one point.
Took his hat off for that.
Took his hat off so that way he could bang Sally Field.
Yep, because me and Jerry Reed were on the same page with that one.
Yep, you guys all thought that Sally Field had a nice ass in that.
She did, of course, and shit. Whoever directed the movie knew that one, and there was like the gratuitous ass shot in the car.
There was some gratuity. No nudity, though.
No nudity for the kids.
Not from anybody. Yeah, they kept the language down pretty low. It was a few shits.
There were quite a few shits.
But the only fuck was horned out.
Yeah, there was the FO,
and then there was the I told that guy to watch his language, and then he didn't.
Around his young son. Who looks like he's about 40.
This movie's pretty ridiculous. It's pretty fun. If you're in the mood for a good old high banjo, highfalutin, high energy, car chase, it's almost all in Cars, the whole movie, and a lot of ADR work, which is additional dialogue replacement. Basically, it sounds like commentary a couple of times when you're watching the movie. Like, it sounds like the people that are talking.
Well, I mean, there's just no way. I think a lot of it was actual driving footage.
Yeah, a lot of it was driving footage, and then so they had.
And there's no way you could do.
No. So that's just the nature of the beast and the way they.
That was one thing that I was annoyed at. But then again, it's not a very serious movie, so I just, it's kind of stupid to get that nitpicky about it. But I really hate it whenever they speed up the film.
Yeah.
To make it look like everything's going fast.
I didn't notice it too much in this, but I mean, maybe
I noticed it probably 3 or 4 times.
Mm. Well, I think they do it maybe. It seems like maybe they do it more when they're the impacts, like when the police cars are crashing into each other. It seems a little more wonky. And that's probably just because they're trying to make sure that no one gets hurt. You know, a lot of cop cars get smashed up in this. This 77 is when this came out.
70s were a bad time for cop cars.
Yeah, indeed. Bad time for commentary on all that. I mean, clearly, much like Vanishing Point, this movie's got the whole... like
just leave Barry Newman out of it, man.
It's got the whole anti-Thornton thing going on, but it's more of a humorful, where it's like, all bandits... homies are helping to block
it's
the cops and stuff.
It's mostly just a play on... It's definitely poking fun at redneck, authoritarian...
Oh, yeah, that was
racist.
What the 70s was really doing.
Well, I mean, look at the movie. I mean, there were so many outreached hands to different cultures, which was kind of funny since they sort of dragged them all into their own culture.
Yeah, it's assimilation.
With the Asian,
you gotta play
the
game. Yeah, Ping Pong Group's grandpa's there driving the truck.
Oh, God.
And then...
Banzai. Well, but there was the sheriff, and then, of course,
yeah.
Buford had to make his comment.
Buford thought he sounded taller. What are you going to say?
Yeah, exactly.
He sounded taller on the CB. CBs, oh, man, how come they don't have CBs anymore? It's so much better than cell phones.
You can get a fucking CB.
CBs are awesome.
I still know quite a few guys that have CBs in their trucks.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
A couple good old boys, huh?
Pretty much.
They're going to ride the five and dime. Not really sure what else to say. I mean, basically, that's the plot. The plot is this guy gets hired to drive a truck full of a certain kind of beer that back then, I guess, was illegal to have in a certain part of the country to a that part of the country where it's illegal by some rich guy because he wants to have that kind of beer second party in style when they win.
No, it's just NASCAR a couple of guys that are rich. They're just stirring up shit.
Yeah.
And that's what, that's basically what the bandit did.
That's the nature of the comedy, yeah.
But $80,000 would be a big motivator.
Yeah, it could get himself
Especially back then, get
himself a new rig. That's just the
plan. Well, I was trying to think about that. You could buy 1976. You could buy a brand new car for... $3,500? Yeah, so do the math on that. $80,000.
They said it was enough to get a new rig.
Shit, in 1976, I think you could buy a Rolls Royce for about $50.
Or you could buy a new rig for $80, and then they'd have
a new trucks, there's a lot. Shit, the fucking engine in one of those trucks weighs about more than two times the weight of your Volvo. For the money. Those trucks drive literally millions of miles.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, that's going to be expensive.
Of course. It makes sense. They're real deal freaking machinery. Basically, there's a time constraint on them. They have to drive something like...
28 hours.
In 28 hours, they have to go...
Like 1,800 miles.
1,800 miles, 900 each way. And they do it. They pull it off and they win. You know, this is a comedy. It's not the sort of thing where there's never any real drama. I'd say that one point when Sally Field's leaning in on him when they're taking a break, and she's trying to coerce him to sexually assault her. They play in that slow song Jerry Reed's like, and they call him the bandit. They call
that makes
him
me want to start
the bandit. And that's a good part. I like that part. You know, there's moments of quiet sincerity in their interaction.
I'm also without that part.
I don't know. But you need at a certain point.
Yeah, you need a point where you need to get up and take a leak and not actually pause.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
You also need a part where, like, parts in a movie where, like, you know, you could take a break from it just being, like, shots of, like, a camera glued to the outside of a car while they're driving. Like, they can't, the whole movie can't be
done. I think they should have shown the car rocking.
They should have shown some of that. I liked the commentary
of the kids. We didn't want to warp
old,
the kids.
Old Jerry Reed goes into, let's see, it wasn't a choke and puke.
No, it was an eat 'em up joint.
It was an eat 'em up joint. And there's a couple of toe cutters, a whole handful of toe cutters in there, and they decide they're gonna pick on Fred, his dog. So they beat the shit out of old Jerry Reed, and Jerry Reed, you know, he pays for the gas and gets in
$73.
$78, I think, right?
Whatever.
It was a lot. To fill go-go juice for that big truck?
Yeah, those trucks hold about 300 gallons.
I know.
Do the math on that one. Diesel was over $5 a gallon. Mm. 300. That's $1,500 fucking dollars now.
Yeah.
You imagine going to the gas station and putting down $1,500? I was reading about some poor sons of bitches with their fishing trawlers and shit, and they got to put like thousands of dollars worth of diesel in those things.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fuel prices are high.
Now, if anybody's like anywhere else in the country where they're not totally getting ass raped as far as gas prices go, whenever you hear on the news that San Francisco or Hawaii or some other place that everybody's heard of has the highest priced gas in the nation, it's usually about 20 cents less than it is here. But they never comment on that. It's a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah. Humboldt County.
I'm ready to call up fucking CNN or whatever shitholes and just tell them, you know.
There's some conspiracy shit going on here.
Pretty much.
Call them the bandit.
Then we should call up the bandit and have them start trucking gas from the Gulf of Mexico.
Yep. You wanted to talk about Arlene, right? About how
Little Beaver?
Take a run at, well, that's different than Little Beaver.
Oh, you're talking about
taking a run at Arlene.
We were just kind of joking about how guys talk sometimes when they're talking with their dicks and just being kind of silly and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very primal and definitely a throwback to beating the chest and roasting meat and
yeah, taking a run at it.
Yep.
Taking a run at Little Beaver.
She was a cutie.
She was in a handful of other ones. She was in Hooper and in
Cannonball Run.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't look. Yeah. It.
So we got to figure that Bert was hitting that shit. Bert was hitting Little Beaver.
Shit, it's probably like his illegitimate sister or something.
Ew. Like, he'd probably still be hitting it though, right?
Where is Bert Reynolds from anyway?
I have no idea.
I know he's getting old.
He's getting up there. Mainly just those commercials and stuff now.
Well, shit, he's got to be like 70?
Mm.
Or in his 70s? He's not young.
It's going to be midnight shade here pretty soon, not evening shade.
Yeah, because old Clint's late 70s.
He's like 78.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while for old Clint.
Yeah, I couldn't believe Paul Newman died. But it seemed like he went downhill pretty fast.
That's the way it goes. So, old Smokey and the Bandit, what do you got to figure? What do you got to give?
This one, I mean, honest, judging it how? Fun factor, you know, camera work.
I don't know. Dude, you take everything in a movie and you just judge it. You just go like, as
Smokey
a whole.
And the Bandit, Smokey and the Bandit, just merely for the fact that when I've had a totally shitty day and I've dealt with a bunch of deadbeat, flake, shithead, scumbags.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think I'm ever going to smile again. I can put that movie on, watch the first 30 minutes, and I'm grinning ear to ear. That's going to be 4 stars for me.
4 stars out of 5?
But, you know, it's not really... I'm not judging it from anything but my own personal experience.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had to, like, compare it to, like, Citizen Kane or some fucking French noir movie...
The thing about it is that... Yeah, you're not. But everyone that's listening is judging you based on giving... You
I get judged every fucking day.
Smoking the Bandit 4 stars.
At least I don't have to see him. Yeah. I don't get to like feel their spittle when they're screaming.
They're
going to
send you emails with digital
because
spittle.
Because they're a fuck up and it's somehow my fault.
It's your fault.
Yep.
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 I'd give it probably just a 2.5. It's good though. I like it. It's fun. It's nothing to write home about in terms of the camera work or anything, but it's competent. It knows what it's doing. And, you know, and the story is easy and straightforward. It doesn't try to be anything super involved. The one thing I would say is slightly flawed about it, and for some reason I remembered there being more about this, but maybe that's in the second one or something. Well, I don't know if I ever saw the second one. But I saw the first one a long time ago, years ago, and I loved it just with the car chases and stuff. But when I was a little kid. But I seemed to feel like there was more sort of explanation of the Sally Field character and the conflict with her and the son that was about to... I mean, they were basically going to get married, old Buford T. Justice's son.
Which is really kind of strange.
It's very strange. But instead, it's kind of like it's just sort of written out really quickly. And then, like, at the end, she just has a throwaway line. She's like, no hard feelings. And then, like, they drive off. But her character was an interesting one. Kind of just, I guess, sort of a gypsy, kind of a floating around, doing whatever.
Like she sounded like trouble to me.
Possibly. But old... if anyone was going to know how to tame it and deal with it, it
would be... Yeah, that would have been old Bo.
Old Bandit.
Bandit.
So that one seemed like a good one. I would have enjoyed if the sequel, instead of being about an elephant, was actually about them going to the clam chowder. I would have started... If I was shooting Smoking the Bandit, I would start with the sequel, like Rocky II style, where it's literally like as soon as the first one ends.
Well, you know what I bought the other day, and I need to buy the first one because I haven't actually...
Lethal Weapon? Did you buy Lethal Weapon 2?
No, I have the first two of those. Oh, cool. I have for a long time. No, Rocky. I bought the last one.
You bought 6.
Yeah, Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, they're all good except for 5. 5 is terrible.
4 is a bit much.
4 is awesome!
Oh, Jesus.
4 has got, like, a training montage with 2.5 songs in it.
Oh, God.
I've never ever. That's almost unheard of. I don't think that legally or like financially they can do that ever again.
Old Sly would have been the one to do it,
of course. And it's got the duality of training.
Oh,
where Draco's using all the machines and the drugs, and Sly's just like bench pressing like frozen logs in Siberia.
Oh,
you guys, don't even get me started. Don't even get me started on Rocky IV. And that training montage. And I know it's been lampooned and a bunch of other stuff, and everybody probably loves it for ironical purposes and whatever, and sounds like that. Yeah, yeah, we know. The Rocky IV training montage is straight up awesome. Gone with your bone up, burn the bone.